Hey guys, it's The Riot.
It's Friday.
This is our podcast.
Yay.
So, you know, people and stuff.
Way to really sell it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Nikki? It's free, so I don't need to sell
it. Oh, that's true. Hopefully you're ready to experience some more free stuff, including we'll introduce you to a brand new artist. His name is Aaron Cole.
Yeah, dude.
He's got a new song that starts on Radio U, which if you are normally just a podcast listener, make sure you check out RadioU.com. You can check out music and videos. His video's on Radio U TV, and you can now request his new song as well on Radio U.
This is true. Aww. The bottom just fell out.
Are you sleepy there?
I'm done. My tummy hurts a little, and I'm sleepy.
Aww.
So, hey, you know what? In today's podcast, you're going to hear us talk. Let's take a look at this list here. Oh, man, I got stuff on the Facebook Marketplace. I just had a guy after the show. You hear us talk about the first thing I was offered? I just had a guy offer me two brand new weed whackers with several trimming heads that I can swap out.
For your Xbox?
For my Xbox.
That's a deal.
He's only used it three times.
Yeah.
Would I like to do that trade?
Both weed whackers? I'm curious about the two.
He said there were two.
Okay.
So that's a combo. Nikki, we could both have one.
Sometimes I feel like when you post something on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace and they try to swap things with you, like you're getting a glimpse into things that people are stealing around your city.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, that's what construction site or landscaping company lost two of their weed whackers?
There's probably something to that. If you're missing something, go to Craigslist in the Marketplace. You'll find it.
They're there.
So there's that. We talk about, I'm trying to become a BioWare beta tester. Yeah. So we try to come up with three games that will make it sound like I'm really smart. We talked to Aaron Cole. Rattlesnake in the toilet, not a euphemism. Fake news in the election, Transformers and Netflix.
A long list for today.
So you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Remember, anytime you're listening, you can always email us, riot@radiou.com.
And also just a plug, too, we posted Aaron Cole's interview at Radio U Riot on YouTube. We have a channel there, so if you want to catch some of our old videos, and we might have something new coming up soon in the next few weeks. So Radio U Riot on YouTube, subscribe there, and Aaron Cole interview is also posted.
Sounds great. Anything else?
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
I think we're good. It's The Riot.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
So yesterday, I decided to go ahead and finally, and we talked about this weeks ago, but I decided to go ahead and use the Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, you finally did?
I did. And so I had an old Blu-ray player that I listed, and then I have my Xbox One that I listed. And I didn't think about it, but I didn't in either listing say no trades.
Well, you're gonna have to update that, aren't you?
Oh my gosh, guys.
Even when you say no trades, you still get obviously people who ask you, but it does lessen it.
The number of people that want me to trade with them on
like a swap
stuff.
Meet.
They do. I had a guy that was like, hey, I need a Blu-ray player. I've got a dresser. It's just like, what?
There's still like the time on Craigslist I was selling a camera and someone offered me a canoe.
It's weird. And it was like one of the first things I woke up to this morning. A guy sending me a picture of a dresser. And it's like,
well, are you interested in it?
Well, and it took me a minute, too, because, of course, I'm asleep, and I grab my phone, and I've got it set. Like, I don't get messenger beeps or whatever in the middle of the night. And so it's just I just wake up, and this guy wants to know if I'll trade him a dresser. And I, you know how it is when you first wake up. You don't know what's going on. And, like, there's a guy that wants to trade.
You're like, what console is that?
Why do you want a dresser? Oh, wait. Marketplace. I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want a dresser for my Blu-ray player. I don't. Do you need a dresser?
No, but thanks for checking just in case.
All right. Well, I know a guy. If you find yourself
who wants to trade for one.
You know, you need something to put a TV on or maybe put some clothes in. I know a guy.
It's almost worth it not putting no trades on when you're selling
to see
what people would actually trade you for.
I feel that.
Isn't it a thing where like you can start with like a paperclip and trade it all the way up into a car? You just have to learn the art of trading.
Well, teach me.
Teach me the ways.
I want to learn. But I don't feel like a Blu-ray player to a dresser is going to be the answer.
It's not what you're going for. But
then again, maybe that just shows my ignorance.
You're showing the limitations. You're just looking at the dresser, but what can you trade that for?
What could I move? What could I put that dresser into today to make that work?
Yeah, to get what you have never thought you could possibly get.
All right. I feel that. You know what, Nikki? I'm going to try that next time.
Still say no to the dresser this time,
like,
though.
This time, I'm not going to do it. But next time, I'm definitely going to try that thing you're talking about where you trade to the thing.
Proof positive that the geeks are winning. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Okay, now, everybody be talking yesterday about Beyonce. Even we were. And her baby bump and the...
And the photos, oh, the many pictures.
The pictures that got worse the more they released. Just like, here's another one.
It's like,
here's
how many pictures did you do?
A lot of pictures, Nikki.
But
Nikki, she's Beyonce. She's got...
I guess you can.
There are probably people filming her entire life from three angles right now.
That was probably a small percentage of the actual photos that were all taken.
Oh, most assuredly.
I'm sure there were tons.
So, everyone's talking about at BeyonceFan666. A Twitter account that seems to know the future.
Ooh.
So have you seen this?
I just saw the headline, but I didn't actually read any of the tweets.
Well, here's the idea. This guy, if you go back, or girl, if you go back through this Twitter account, it's not a bot. It keeps making these insane predictions, like that Donald Trump would be president.
Yeah.
That Lady Gaga would be performing at the Super Bowl.
So it wasn't just predictions on Beyonce.
Correctly predicting Brexit and on and on and on and on and on. And so it's just like, what? How do they know the future? So it appears to be, at least the running theory, is that this person that runs this Twitter account makes a bunch of different predictions and then goes and deletes the tweets that don't come true.
Okay, so that makes sense.
So then when you go back through, you're just like, what?
Yeah, yes, that makes sense. You're amazed, but you don't see the ones that were deleted.
Yeah, so it's not a matter of them really predicting the future. It's a matter of them self-editing so that it seems like they predicted the future. Though I will tell you, when scrolling back through it, you're like, oh, we finally found the time traveler.
Because, this person knows it all.
Well, they say that, or at least the argument goes, that one of the greatest arguments that we will never create time travel is the fact that we do not currently encounter any time travelers. If time traveling was a thing, we would see them now. Which is why every time you watch a movie about time travel, people are like, be so careful that you don't touch anything.
Well, the fabric of time.
It's delicate, Nikki.
It's very delicate.
Which is why, again, you know this person can't predict the future because no one from the future would so brazenly just be out there sharing the details.
And I don't think Twitter will be around in the future too long, so it's not going to be probably used then. Hey, it's not a bad thing for now, but way in the future.
Take thy beak from out the little bird's heart.
I still like Twitter. It's just past some of its glory days.
This makes me want to pretend to be somebody from the future with all that information. So I predict that I'm going to drink this entire soda.
No.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Look, The Riot's always looking for the newest, latest health craze, which is why, you know, whether it's oil pulling or drinking... What was that we were drinking yesterday?
Oh, well, we weren't, but we were drinking in the studio or talking about drinking?
Well, the mineral bath water.
No, that was
your bath water.
That was a glass reusable water bottle that has gemstones in it, like amethyst and quartz crystals and clear crystals. And then those properties get in your water and then you can have peace and tranquility.
I believe we ended up with, we were going to get Nikki just a salt block for her office so she could
lick it. Yeah.
Slick the salt block.
I figured that'd work the same.
I love this so much. Sometimes things on the internet sound like a great idea and then you get them home and you're like, wait, this is totally not working. I'm not feeling any better. There's a woman in Australia that had some kind of a lung infection, like bronchitis or something, and she was running a fever, and she saw online that, hey, what you want to do is take a coconut oil bath, and that's going to cure what ails you. So
first off, that sounds expensive and bad for your bathtub.
Well, I guess it's a mixture of water and coconut.
Oh, and coconut oil?
I mean, I guess. I'd have to do a little more research on how exactly you're supposed to do it. So she got this thing all mixed up, and then she got stuck in her bathtub because she was so slick.
Oh, slippery? She couldn't get out?
She couldn't get herself out.
You add a generous scoop of coconut oil to a bath, so there's not really a one-to-one sort of ratio for it.
Dude, do you know how, like...
How much did she put in there? Maybe she did more than you're supposed to.
Maybe a little bit more than you're supposed to.
Toby, there's 15 reasons to have coconut oil in your bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so much more you could be doing with coconut oil besides a slippery bath.
You know what else could I do?
You can deep condition your hair.
Which I've been meaning to do.
You can oil pull. You can remove your makeup. You can moisturize.
Mm-hmm.
Deodorize.
Okay, I will tell you that my face is a little
prevent razor
dry
burn
today. Well, oh, okay. So wait, do I put the coconut oil on before or after I shave?
Try replacing your shaving cream with coconut oil, which is both antibacterial and smoothing.
In reality,
are you growing a beard now? You haven't shaved in a while.
I shaved this morning.
You did too? I did? It totally doesn't look like you did.
What you guys don't know is that I'm, speaking of crackpot ideas, I have a light therapy box here. So
the light is, it's really bright on your face, so it doesn't look at all like you shaved.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Anyways.
In fact, when I was shaving earlier, I thought about how a couple days ago you were like, you didn't shave. So I thought, better shave or Nick, you'll say something.
No, I think it's fine when you don't shave. You can.
I am fine when I don't shave.
You can soothe your rashes and...
Have any rashes. Stop saying that.
Fight foot fungus.
I don't have any foot fungus either.
Toothpaste, a body scrub, all those 15 reasons. Fight frizz. So that lady had the right idea. She just put in too much coconut oil.
Man, I'll tell you what. We should go get some coconut oil right now.
I got a thing of coconut oil
you
in my bathroom.
You already have some?
I do. I try the oil pulling every couple of weeks. Even though you're supposed to do it 20 minutes a day, I do it 5 minutes.
You're supposed to be doing that for a half an hour first thing in the morning.
No, I take some coconut oil and you pull it during your shower
your teeth,
and stuff. And
yeah.
When I do my hair, and then that's about it.
Well, you should be spitting it out into your hair.
If I want to. No, because I save it later for the bathtub.
That'll deep condition your hair.
How frustrating must it be for this lady to be stuck in your bathtub? You can't get out.
I can't decide if that would be the worst or the best. See, I can't imagine that's even possible.
I wouldn't even think either. You just put your arm over.
You just flop half of yourself out and then you flop the other half out.
So did you say someone had to rescue her?
No, she ended up posting, it was on Reddit or Facebook. It was hey, what should I do? And so she ended up basically...
So she had her phone with her?
Yeah, which you would imagine that just...
You're not too slippery for that.
It's
a bar of soap.
It goes out. But she ended up using soap and water and... got herself cleansed.
I'm feeling
enough.
like a bit of an exaggeration.
It could be. But you know what? It led us to those 10 things we can do with coconut oil. So
15 things.
Oh, my bad.
And just your bathroom alone.
Man, let's get more.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Now, Nikki, if I were to, on a 1 to 10 scale, with 10 being I never sleep, to 1 being I fall asleep while I'm walking to bed, where would you rate yourself on how you're able to fall asleep?
How quickly I can fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right in the middle, 5.
5? That is a weak answer.
I know, isn't it?
That's so non-committal.
But I'm too disappointed to give you, 0 or 1 or 2.
So the real answer?
I get distracted by my phone. I'll start to lay down and then I won't fall asleep I give myself a minute and I'm well, I think I'll look at something.
Man,
or I'll see someone texted me or I get brought back into something else.
It's like you turn the light off and you're like, well, this isn't working.
Yes, exactly. And it was 30 seconds.
Let's see what's on my phone right now.
So I might as well catch up. What if I miss something?
Well, Nikki, I have the answer to your problem.
What is it?
All right now, I'm going to help you start falling asleep almost right away. And you're going to be going to bed earlier than ever, which everyone wants that. Who doesn't want to go to bed early?
You sound like one of those, what was the old-timey things, the salesman, the snake oil thing? Like, well, you're going to promise us something.
Now look, it's not snake oil, but you might see a snake.
What is it?
You're going to go camping.
Camping outside?
That's right.
Yeah, because there's nothing else to do. Of course you fall asleep from boredom.
Boom. Right there. Scientists in this study are saying that the mental distraction from gadgets are making your sleep worse. Plus, you got all these lights you're turning on. You're going to go camping.
So unplug a few days camping and you'll be better?
Boom. They say within a couple of days, your body clock will reset.
I guess it's a good idea. So for camping, okay. You know how, like, you ready? Like, Obi and I'm not the only one. Obi does this, too. I have this weird fear where I like to sleep in bed facing the door so I can see if someone comes in.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, kill you or something during the night.
Yeah.
Camping was a magnified. When I overnight did a camping thing, a magnified experience.
So death could come from any direction?
Of the tent. I mean, I'm not even in bear country, but I thought bears. I thought, you know, animals, killers, just people. I was very nervous the whole night. So I don't know if camping would relax me in the same way.
Well, Nikki, maybe you're going to need a week then. You're going to have to get over
time.
You're
going
to have to get over your fear of sleeping outside, and then you're going to have to reset your body clock.
Could I start with a cabin? Because then I'd have just.
Well, this cabin doesn't have electricity.
How about with it not
or
in signal service?
Toilet.
Yeah, if I'm not in like 4G.
Yeah, but then you've got like, well, I loaded all these movies on my phone.
No, I'm a terrible person when it comes to mostly streaming, so I'd be stuck.
Well, Nikki, I'll tell you right now, you're going camping this weekend. So, surprise! Here comes Eric! All right, you guys are leaving right
now!
Why
are you carrying a tent?
You're leaving from the studio straight to camping!
It does sound nice.
Your phone right now.
I've always wanted to camp on the beach. That's what I want to do.
Then death can only come from one direction?
I guess. Unless someone storms the beach at me, I don't really want to.
All right, everybody, pack your bags. You're camping this weekend.
But that would be fun. On the beach with a nice bonfire, that'd be nice.
Well, now listen to all these things. You got to have the beach. You got to have a bonfire. And what, you think one or maybe
s'mores?
Maybe one or two servants that will take care of your needs while you're out there?
No, but can't we do a trailer of some sorts? Or that way it blocks one side of me, the fire's on the other, the ocean's on the other side.
And then on that other side, we'll put a machine gun.
I'll put the car. And then I'll feel safe and I'll finally go to sleep at night.
Sure. And you know what? It's totally going to work. Within 2 months, we'll have completely reset your body clock.
This is a great idea. Thanks for sharing. I never thought about that.
We're starting today.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Somebody out there texted in a link where you can sign up for potentially the Mass Effect Andromeda beta.
Ooh.
Like, it's not a guarantee.
But you can at least sign up for it?
Yeah, so I'm going through this really long process. So thank you, unnamed person, for sending that link to me. That came out of a Ghost Recon discussion because they're having a beta this weekend. But Nikki, I've got faced with a question here. As you're filling out all this information, they want to know, what are your top three favorite games from the last 10 years?
Last 10 years? That's a tough one.
Basically, that would be back to, I think, when the Xbox 360 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, starting at that point, what are your
favorite
games from the last 3 years? So, okay.
Are you looking at me? Because I won't give you many answers.
No, I know. I get that.
That seems like it's a big list.
So, my list, I'm trying to narrow it down. I put Mass Effect 2, BioShock, and then the third one is where I'm kind of hung up.
When did Mario Galaxy 2 come out?
Because I think why didn't I even think of that?
Is one, let's see, Mario Galaxy came out in 2007, and then Mario Galaxy 2, can that be included, came out in 2010?
Well, that's...
That works.
That's 10 years.
I'll take it.
So we could put that in there. Why didn't I think of Super Mario Galaxy?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Why did I bring that one to the table?
Yeah. Well, you know what, Nikki? That's why I talked to you, because you know what? You've got an outside perspective. And by outside, I mean not mine.
Yes. It's the one game that makes me wish I still had something Nintendo that I could play it on.
Oh, well, you know what, Nikki? With enough money, you can have whatever you want.
I know, but I sold it a long time ago, and I just miss it.
What do you think a Wii costs these days?
It must be like nothing.
Do you think?
Nintendo Wii.
Where are you looking? Are you eBaying?
I'm searching to see what comes up the cheapest.
Okay. Like, what are you going to pay for a Wii? Let's see. Here's one on eBay, $65.
Okay.
Let's see.
It might be interesting.
It looks to be about $60.
Yeah, but you could talk someone down online somewhere.
You know what, though? I don't see any Woo cables here, so if
Woo
you want to...
We had Woo cables and we had a Wii.
I don't even know if I have a TV that would plug into.
That would work?
Like my TV... Well, no. That's not true. Like, they still have those component video... Okay, well, there you go. Somewhere between $50 and $100.
Gosh, so. Oh, you know what, though? I think my mom still has a Wii. Okay.
Boom! She's not playing it.
She's not. Okay, what's Galaxy 2? What's that going to set me back? I think
maybe. Well, you can buy the... I know on the Wii U, you can buy it digitally for $20. So, I mean, like at a GameStop, that can't be that much,
maybe,
right?
Maybe I should do that this weekend. Maybe I should.
All right, let's see. What is GameStop?
Eric was asking me for what I want for Valentine's Day.
Soup. You know what? Don't burn your Valentine's down. This, just go buy it.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
It's like, let's see. Brand new. Like, it's part of the Super Mario or the Nintendo Select line. $20.
I love that game. It's been so long since I played it.
It is a lot of fun.
All right, well, I'll think about that.
I will tell you that over Christmas, I got it out and played it.
Did you?
I did.
It's just a classic.
It is a classic.
It deserves
so much
to
fun.
Be on whatever list you make of your top 10, games.
Well, I'll tell you what. Help me. I'm trying to game the system. What top 3 games of the last 10 years? Text them into me or hit me up on Twitter, 877-2-RADIO-U, because if I can come up with a really good list, maybe they'll let me test their stuff.
They'll let you into the beta.
They're like, look at these smart choices.
We obviously want him playing our beta. And then someone wanted to know where you can find the sign up for the Mass Effect beta.
It's complicated. But
Google it.
It was an article from Games. I'll tell you what, if you text me and you want the link, I'll send you the link.
Okay,
I'll
send
it
there.
Back to you.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
This is Ray Brenda. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
Right now, we're trying to make me sound like I have great taste in video games.
Obi, signing up for the Mass Effect beta.
Yeah, well, I'm signing up to be a BioWare something tester that would let me play betas at home, but the hope is that maybe I would get into that Mass Effect thing.
So this is like... Why can't I remember what it's called? When you try to get into college.
And you're totally lying about extracurricular activities.
You fill out your what?
Application.
That's the word I'm trying to look for. When you're filling out your application, you try to put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
So this is like your resume or something.
It is. So let's see. Carl says, Eve Online, one of us.
Carl, you're way in.
No, Carl! He says
StarCraft
could be on that list too. BJ says Mass Effect 2, Halo Reach, BioShock Infinite, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Dishonored 2. I already think that two games that are a lock are Mass Effect 2 and Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Sure.
So that just leaves
That's
me.
That's two out of the...
I will tell you, the list I had was going to be BioShock, Mass Effect 2, and with Nikki's help, Mario Galaxy 2. So we're still working on it. Dean says Portal 2, Mass Effect 3, Last of Us. Ooh, boy,
maybe.
Now that,
if
man.
The list was, if you could put more in.
Last of Us is a game that sometimes I still wake up at night and just get out of bed and walk around thinking about it. Just like, man, should we?
Really got into you, didn't
it? Did that really happen? I don't know. Man, what would I have done? I don't know. Let's see, Portal 2. Did we mention that? Borderlands 1 and 2. Man, you guys are just...
Those are Skyrim, too.
Skyrim. Lots of people saying Mass Effect 2. RuneScape, I never played that. Hey, Obadiah, could you just say Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3?
Actually.
Cheese the system.
Perfect. Just probably looking for that.
Those are their games.
That's amazing. That's a great idea.
It wouldn't be wrong,
would
it? I
love that idea.
So... let's see. Far Cry 3 on the list, and please shoot me the link. All right, I'll send you the link, John. So, fingers crossed. I like the Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, but I think that might be too obvious.
No, they're going to look for someone to branch out so that they're going to know that you're going to give them some ideas, maybe if there's problems, if you're a tester.
Yeah.
And not just say, oh, it's the best game ever.
No. One of the questions becomes, tell us a way to improve one of those three games.
Make a new one?
How about just make Mario Galaxy 3 already?
That would be perfect.
Yeah, so then I've got to come up with a smart answer for that.
Well, thanks, guys, for texting. We'll get through all of them. There's so many, so.
Yes, this is these are great lists.
You can text us 8772-RADIO-U or always post on Radio U Riot on our Facebook page if you want, just in the message field. So we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything for the list.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U.
New music on your Friday. Today, Aaron Cole from a successful trip through the Radio U Battle the Buzz.
Yes, he was.
His music video is on Radio U TV, and so now Aaron Cole has graduated.
He has, and I just want to say that I was listening to him before Radio U said he was cool because... I totally worked out to his EP last week.
Oh, yeah, you're way ahead of us.
Oh.
Way ahead of us. Now, Aaron, Obi's been your fan for a week.
At least a week.
Hey. Hey, I appreciate you, Obi.
It's a long time. Well, for everybody else, today is the day you can now request Do What I Gotta Do. That's now in rotation.
Awesome. That's what's up. Let's go.
Right on, Aaron. So how are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing good, man. It's been a good morning. Just, you know. Chilling with my fam. I've had a lot of shows and stuff like that, so I'm home now chilling with the fam and, you know, just having a good time. So, man, I'm just doing my thing right now.
Right on. Well, look, we don't know very much about you, so let's get some of the boring stuff out of the way.
Start at the beginning.
Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Bristol, Virginia. So, if you've ever seen the Geico commercial where he's like, yo, I'm in Virginia, I'm in Tennessee type thing, that's where I'm from. So,
okay.
Like, if I cross the street, across the street, I'm in Bristol, Tennessee, instead of Bristol, Virginia. So I live in Bristol, Virginia, but I go to church in Bristol, Tennessee. It's kind of like a, you know, weird thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Now that makes me want to look up the Geico commercial.
I know.
And just find that one out.
Go look it up. He stands in Virginia, and then he goes right back to Tennessee.
And like, that's Aaron Cole's area. That's
right
where he's at.
Right. All right. Yep.
So, man, I was like just reading through some of your stuff, and it said that you've been doing hip-hop for a long time, but like, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, I started rapping when I was 4, actually. My dad, he used to, like, engineer back at our old apartment, and, like, rappers would come in and out. And so me just being, like, a young, you know, guy looking up to my dad, I was just in there and watching, you know, all the rappers and stuff. And one day, my uncle was actually a Christian rapper back in the day, and so I was sitting to his sessions, and when I was sitting to the sessions, I would try to memorize his verses. And so one time, I was, like, memorizing his verses, and I came back and I rapped his whole verse to him, and they were like, yo, let's give this guy a shot. So they wrote me a rhyme, and then ever since then, like all the way up to 7, they were like writing me rhyme stuff, and I would, you know, put out little small like mixtapes of like 7. And then actually my uncle, he had got married and like moved away, so like I had to figure it out for myself. So that's when I went into middle school, that's when I really was like, this is what I want to do for my career, because in middle school, I was never like the bad kid. I was always like, you know, I got into like average teenage, like,
sure, normal,
you know,
stuff.
Trouble. But
yeah.
Like, right, yeah, normal, you know, kid. So I was always like, oh, he's just a good kid type thing. And so, like, coming home, that used to get to me. So I'll come to my dad and I'd be like, yo, I'm always getting picked on, being a good kid, blah, 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 blah. My dad would always tell me, like, you know, I was made to be different, you know, I'm made to be peculiar type thing. And so right there is when I, like, came to the Lord for myself, and that's when I was like, this is what I really want to do. I feel like this is my purpose. So I started writing for myself at 12. And then ever since then, man, I've just been going, and I just recently put out the If I Can Be Honest EP, November 4th, and it actually went top 30 on the hip-hop charts on iTunes. So
nice.
That was good, man. It was crazy. I didn't expect that because we put it out for free. So, you know, we just put it out for free and on iTunes. So I didn't expect, like, everybody to just, like, go buy it. So it was crazy. But, yeah, God is good, man. I've just been, you know, doing my thing and trying to, you know, just further along the career, man.
We're talking to Aaron Cole, whose song we're going to be playing starting today.
Do What I Gotta Do.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Aaron, those mixtapes that you made between the ages of 4 and 7, what do I gotta do to get a hold of one of those?
No.
Come on.
No, make
it a bonus track or something. You know how that would blow up? That'd be amazing to hear. That'd be so
cute. Okay, I'll give you this. If you go on YouTube and look up, like, Aaron Cole at, like, 4 years old, you'll see, like, some videos of, like, me in the studio back in the day.
Aww.
But as far as those mixtapes, No, never coming out.
Well, you're missing out because that's a marketing just machine, dude, right there if you do that.
You're sitting on a gold mine. I'm right. Telling you what. I'm telling you what. So, dude, how do you go from, like you said, you've been doing this for a while and stuff. How do you end up collabing with Derek Minor? Because he's on the song. You just call him up? Do you work together? How's that work?
No. So, right now, man, I have this management team, SMLXL Studios. And they, like, got me connected with Dirty Rice. And actually, it's crazy because me and Dirty Rice, like, knew each other from when I was six. Like, we met each other when I was six.
You were doing way more Aaron when you were younger.
I know, at
than
six than I'm doing
I ever
now.
Was. I know, yeah, even
gosh.
Now. This is motivating in a sad way. I don't want to hear it. It's like you had a lot going on when you were a kid.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, we did a show because Dirty Rice, if you don't know who Dirty Rice is, he's a producer. He produced for, like, The Crane, stuff like that. So he, back in the day, he used to be, like, a rapper. And so we did a show together, and I was six, and, like, you know, we stayed in contact a little bit, but then, like, you know, you just, like, you know, grow apart or whatever. So when my management team came to me and was like, yo, we want to get you with Dirty Rice, you know, to work, I was like, okay, cool. So we got together, you know, we started working, and then, like, in the studio, Dirty gets a phone call, and he's like, he gets off the phone, and he's just like, hey, Derek's going to come through. And, you know, me just being like a kid, I was like, okay, cool. I was trying to act like, you know, I
was. It was okay.
You know.
Yeah, you weren't like, right. Hey, Derek Minor's coming on. All right.
Right. I was trying to act like, you know, I wasn't, like, surprised. So he came through, man, and then, like, I just started playing on some of my stuff, and he started going crazy. And so, like, I was just like, man, this is crazy. I got a legend, like, you know, liking my stuff. So we just stayed connected from there. And then when I got the song, Do What I Gotta Do, it just made sense for him to come on. And he was like, yeah, man, definitely. And we actually got more stuff coming. So
good.
Working, so,
well, we love the new song.
Yeah, it's
so
good,
it
man.
Came out really, really good.
I wasn't making that up. I really did. Last week, I went through the EP a couple of times during a workout. I loved it. So
hey, appreciate that, man. That's love. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. So, well, you know what, Aaron? It's been awesome talking to you. I know that this will not be the last time that we hear from you, so I'm really excited to get a chance to chat, and thanks for being on the show this morning, man.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys for having me. Thanks for putting the song in rotation, too. That's love. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hang on just
Hang
one
tight.
Second. Aaron Cole, there
so,
he is.
The EP, If I Can Be Honest, that is the name, not just like, If I Can Be Honest with you.
Yeah.
But no, If I Can Be Honest, you can find details on that through shop.radiou.com for Aaron Cole. And it does feature Derek Minor. New music today, Do What I Gotta Do. So vote for it. You can request it. All that stuff. It's now in.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
I want to say good morning to Aaron and Igor and many other people who did, in fact, send this story along about what happened in Texas. And you're like, wait. Did you just say Texas?
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
We did say Texas. Did you catch this story, Nikki, about
what happened?
The rattlesnake in the toilet?
I did not. Instead of the snake in the boot, it's in the toilet.
There's a rattlesnake in my
toilet. That'd be life-changing.
Man, talk about rough all over. Here's the deal. You got a family in Abilene, Texas, that went to go potty, and they were like, you know, maybe in Texas they would have been fine, but I'll just tell you right now, if I went in for a little and
toilet time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even fathom the high-pitched screams. Or to be honest, it might be that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
I was thinking more of the bomb, like everything's just going at once. Apologies later, but there's a snake in this toilet.
Everybody's like, did you freak out about it? I didn't, actually. I actually went right into the next room. I got a shotgun, and I took care of business. And
I find it fitting that the husband, the father, said, what the crap do I do? That was his quote on finding, which if you look at this picture, you don't even think it's possible to have a snake. It looks like it's stuck in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it stuck or is it just slithering up it?
I don't know if it's stuck or not, but I do know that the plumber said there was a hole in the relief pipe, which is enough. The snake just kind of forced its way up
in there.
So he went in and sealed the pipe. He removed the snake, sealed the pipe, and the family said they hadn't seen any snakes on their property in years. He was like, well,
that's because they're in their toilets.
I got a funny feeling about this. He went under the house, 13 adult rattlesnakes and several babies.
Oh, you have to move. And I don't think you have to disclose that, but you got to move.
Oh, I think you do have to disclose it.
You just have to pack up and go. The snake.
Just go and burn the house down. That'll get them all out.
The dad did say that, you know, okay, that snake's a threat, and told the wife to kill it. So she went to go hit it with a broom. I think this
what?
Is the one.
No, that's not how you. No.
Yeah. But
that's
the snake
not it.
Pushed
You're
its way.
Make it mad.
The snake pushed its way out and got onto the floor. So it did crawl out of the toilet.
No, that is close the door, put like a thing underneath the.
And they said that the.
So it can't crawl out.
What took out the snake was they used a garden hoe, a shovel, and branch cutters. So you can imagine how that worked out for the snake.
Yeah, no, don't hit it with a broom. It's a rattlesnake.
Dude, you need the shovel. You need something.
You need your shotgun.
Ugh.
Like, you just stick the barrel really close. Yeah, put your head right on up in there. Go ahead. Start crawling up there. Okay, feeling good? Feeling good? All right, now hold still.
Well, okay. You're in Texas. I assumed you went to get the family gun.
Family gun? I just assume in Texas you take a gun to the bathroom with you.
That's what you've got to do. I didn't think a toilet could come up, or a snake could come up the toilet, but it's possible.
Yeah, well, now I can't go to the bathroom anymore. That's a bummer.
Well, flush first. Like, go into the bathroom. That way there's no snake or toilet or like.
But the thing is, like, that snake's probably been flushed a couple times. It's like, what's going on? I'm trying to get out of here.
Why is there water everywhere? Get me out.
This is a nightmare. Oh, thank God. Hey, can you help me?
Wait, is that a broom? Oh, that won't do anything.
Am I dirt? Is that what you're saying about me? Are you for real right now?
Oh, now wait. Why are there clippers? Like, what are you doing with a shovel?
Do I look like I need a haircut? I just got back from the salon. Ow!
That's where I was at before your toilet.
It's the riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So, Nikki, do you feel like when you voted in the election this time around, do you feel like fake news swayed your vote in the presidential election?
No, I do not feel like it did.
But, Nikki, don't you realize that the media is certain that you voted and it was fake news?
Like, they assume that?
Yeah. If you voted for someone, you voted incorrectly, obviously, and it was fake news that forced you, held you down, and made it happen.
I was able to come to my own conclusion, and it was not fake news that swayed, or maybe some people might think manipulated me into my wrong or right votes.
It is interesting that following the election, you did watch the media in general scrambling for a reason. Now, okay. First off, most of the media hated Trump. We get that. But the other thing that was very hard on the media is the fact that they all had Hillary Clinton beating Donald Trump in a lot of different ways. And so this became even more personal for the media because they were wrong.
Well, it seemed like like it was shaming to them because we look towards the media to a lot of times tell us what is truthful or what you think is going on and that you wouldn't think they'd be wrong in such a way.
So one of the big reactions to what the media said was like, well, the problem is you guys were not getting your news from us like you're supposed to. You were getting it from fake online news. Aren't you feeling bad about yourself?
You made a mistake.
So people have finally started to do some research here. And Stanford University and NYU, working together, have found the following. They say that fake news did not sway the outcome of the presidential election. They said only 8% of the people in their study believed any quote-unquote fake news.
Yeah.
So even in that 8%, not every single person believed everything they read. They just may have believed one snippet that was not correct. 60% believed legitimate stories about candidates. They said that pro-Trump fake news was shared about 30 million times. They say that pro-Clinton fake news was shared somewhere between 7 and 10 million times. So there were about three times more fake positive stories about Trump than about Clinton. But they said, all of that being said, most voters actually got their news from news websites and television and not from social media.
Sure.
So again, the belief was the only reason Trump could have ever been elected was because of all the fake news. And the end result was, oh crap, it looks like the fake news. Must be another reason.
I find it really hilarious that for those news services reporting that the fake news was wrong, or that the fake news was the reason why Trump was elected, in itself is fake news reporting because it's wrong.
Yeah. It's a weird mix, right? Like, you know what?
People don't like to be wrong, and then everybody to see that they were really wrong.
Yeah, and it's, you know what? It's all very complicated. Our relationship as individuals with the media is complicated because at the end, and I think this is the hardest thing for the media themselves to swallow and maybe for us to come to terms with, is that news is entertainment now. News is no longer a public service that's provided to you at a loss by the networks. It is, in fact, something that they run commercials during, and they want your eyes on their 24-hour news channel, so they have to cater.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, I have here in my hand, off the presses, hot? No, it's not hot. We got one of those new printers. Like, you don't even feel the temperature. It's fine. I have here this synopsis of Transformers The Last Night.
Is that the newest one that's coming? Or
that is a brand new Transformers movie that is coming this summer. And after I read it to you, I want you to see if using this synopsis, whose job is to tell us what the movie is about, if you can tell me what the movie's about.
Sure,
okay?
Let's hear it.
Here we go. The Last Night shatters the core myths of the Transformers franchise and redefines what it means to be a hero. Wow. I mean,
sounds epic.
Think about this. You think you know what it is to be a hero, but you actually don't.
You've never been around a real one.
There's a new definition.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to. Okay. Humans and Transformers are at war. Optimus Prime is gone. The key to saving our future lies buried in the secrets of the past, in the hidden history of Transformers on Earth. Saving our world falls on the shoulders of an unlikely alliance. Cade, Bumblebee, an English lord, and an Oxford professor.
So it does go back, it's about like a medieval knight or something, or?
Is it? I don't see that here.
Well, knight. Is it nighttime or night?
It's with a K.
Okay, so knight. So,
yeah.
It's about a hero, Obi. A hero in his cars.
You know what? Nope, here it is, Nikki. I've got it. There comes a moment in everyone's life when we are called upon to make a difference.
That's lift that from every movie synopsis at all.
Wrong. Because right now, see, Nikki, the thing is that like you think you know what it means to be a hero.
I know.
But they say that they're going to redefine that.
I'll learn what
they're
it really
redefine
is.
It. Like, you don't know right now. They're going to change it.
You know what's nice is about this that they released to the public is that's gone through many meetings.
So many.
So many people, so many edits.
Oh, you know what? Look here. That we got it. In Transformers The Last Night, the hunted will become heroes.
So
that now it makes
sense.
Perfect
now it makes sense.
Sense.
When is this coming out?
It comes out.
I can't wait.
This summer. June 23rd.
I must watch all the previous ones to catch up, and then I'll be ready.
And then the Bumblebee solo movie will be out June 8th, 2018. So 1 year away.
Then you'll get that.
Yeah, that. And then the next Transformers movie after this one, June 28th, 2019.
But forget, it only keeps going if you go see it.
But you will.
Because you need to learn about the new hero.
I get a feeling that that synopsis, as little sense as it actually makes, probably still makes more sense than the movie does. But you won't notice because, did you just see that?
They do look good.
Hey, I don't think anybody makes movies that look as good as Michael Bay's movies.
It's the Riot.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
So Parrot Analytics, you know, we're all huge fans of the work they've done. On the
analytics. Fantastic job on it.
So, yes. Wow. Yeah. They have been doing some research, and here's what they're finding. That in general, when you would take Netflix and then compare them to Amazon or Hulu, that
he put his hands up with that. I was like, what are you saying? I see
Nikki,
your
I'm
hands
helping
up.
You. I'm helping
pay,
you.
I actually couldn't pay attention.
Netflix
when
is over here.
Your hands.
Okay. And then over
yes,
here.
Yes, I see your fingers.
Okay.
Yes, what about both?
Wait, you know what? Let's make it easier, right? You see this coffee cup
yes.
right here?
Is
this
that is Netflix? All right.
You see this McDonald's foam anti-earth friendly Diet Coke now empty cup?
Yes, and that is.
This is Amazon and Hulu.
Amazon, okay. And Hulu.
Okay. Holding up the coffee cup, Nikki. I'm
yes,
talking about
I
Netflix.
I see it, yes.
Okay. Now, up here
is
Netflix.
Netflix.
That's how much people get excited about and watch Netflix originals. And then you see how you can't see the
I
McDonald's
see
cup anymore
Why is it
that
so
represents
low?
Amazon and Hulu. Like it's way
down.
Like it's on the ground.
Yes.
And I have this coffee cup way towards
way
the ceiling.
Here.
Way
so,
up here. Oh, I just hit the ceiling.
I take it that people are not as excited about, and you're bunching together Amazon and Hulu.
Right away, they have to be bunched together so that
so
their
low,
results are statistically
and
significant.
And then Netflix is so high. Well, Amazon's just, I feel like, getting into it more.
No, no.
They've had stuff, but it's not been...
It's the worst.
No, well, it wins a lot of awards.
Well, right there. At the end of the day, do you want to win awards or do you want people to like you?
Because you can't get both?
No, you can't.
Apparently not.
Unless you're the Grammys.
Well, maybe the... I still want to know for Amazon, the Grand Tour. Like, that's an Amazon original.
Now,
did it bring enough people
to,
in?
To me, that is like a...
Is that holding the McDonald's cup?
It's the only reason I didn't have to dig a hole to put the cup down
It's the
in
only
there.
Reason it's there.
Yeah.
Where Netflix has had quite a few years on them, and they have had quite a few... good original items, but if you look at your Netflix stuff now,
there's so many.
There's so much Netflix stuff that
it's almost too much.
Yes, it lessens it because there's so many shows in the pool.
But their thing has been they've said that they
just want to give anything and everything.
Dumping tons of money into signing deals for existing content, they have been putting all that money into creating their own content. And I'll have to say, for the most part, like. Typically,
some of it's good.
Well, I have found that a lot of it is good, not all of it. And some of it can be shocking when you're like, oh, I'm sure that this is fine. And then you're like, no clothes on anyone. Sickening. So, you know, that was a movie quote. Did anyone get it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I see that one hand. Thank you. Thanks for watching Home Alone this Christmas. So I think that, you're going to love this stat, Nikki. You're going to love this one. How about, you know, we were talking about Netflix and Hulu. Netflix, 8 times more demand for their content than for Amazon and Hulu. What do you think the number is for Crackle?
For Crackle?
How much more demand is there for Netflix content than Crackle?
I think most people who hear Crackle think it's like bath salts, like it's a drug.
What do you
think? It's a streaming service that used to do a lot of, is it Sony stuff? But then
it was Sony.
But I think Sony lost its deal or they're not doing it as much. Crackle's not even a thing.
If they haven't shut it down, they're about to.
It's
60 times more people.
Yes, it's most. I actually thought it'd be higher than that.
Yeah, it seems reasonable.
All right. Well, thanks for those examples. Thanks for showing me the cups and learning more about Netflix and Amazon and Hulu.
Now, if you're wondering where they get their numbers, basically it comes from almost like the Nielsen's, people filling out their diaries, but then also they track social media impressions.
Sure.
And they say that between those two, that's where they get their numbers because all of these services, no one. We'll talk about how many people are actually watching their shows. So for all we know, the entire world is watching Netflix, or it could be a Netflix balloon. They're just lying.
They're just like, lying the whole thing. We believed it.
Like, we had 10 people last month watching that show. That was huge
for
us.
More than that.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I'm going to go and see if I can shave some skin off the side of my head.